Welcome, Warriors. Today we are discussing the fascinating realm of unraveling the origins of parents pleasing and how it has led you to bad relationships. What are some of the signs of toxic upbringing? Let's dive into the root of that. People pleasing often kickstart their journey as parent pleasers. These behaviors emerge as a way to maintain a connection and closeness with parents who may be inconsistently available. It's a delicate dance influenced by parental preoccupation and unintentional disconnect. People pleasers are proficient at pleasing everyone. Everyone but themselves. Individuals who grow up with dysfunctional families where they may have had to be the caregiver or the mediator may develop a habit of prioritizing others' needs over their own. So how does this impact our relationships in life? Within the homes of people pleasers, parents may find themselves too overwhelmed to fully engage with their children's emotions. Children into adapting a caregiving role, treating their parents delicately, navigating through the challenges of addiction or mental health issues. People pleasing is a learned behavior originating from childhood and social conditioning. This is no way for anyone to live, let alone a child. Here are some consequences of pleasing people: low self-esteem, emotional exhaustion, and even difficulty making decisions. Galatians 1:10 says, "If you are seeking the approval of man, you are not being a servant to God." Simply put, you cannot serve two masters. If this is you, how do you break free? Well, my friend, let's figure that out together, shall we? Breaking free from these patterns involves recognizing the intricate dance between the caregiver and the cared for. Several ways to be aware and be proactive in your recovery are practicing self-awareness. Start paying attention to your thoughts and behaviors of the people around you. Notice when you are saying yes to things that you really don't want to do, or when you are putting other people's needs ahead of your own. You need to set boundaries. Learning to set boundaries is crucial for overcoming people pleasing. It may be uncomfortable at first, but over time, setting boundaries will become easier. Learn to prioritize yourself. Make a real effort to prioritize your needs and desires, even if it feels selfish. The more you do this, the less selfish it will feel, and the more benefit you will see from it. Challenge negative beliefs. As a people pleaser, you may find that you think you are not good enough, or that you have to be perfect. Check these thoughts by asking yourself if they are true and find evidence to support or debunk them. By discussing these practical tips, it helps to unravel these dynamics and consequently move towards healthier, more authentic relationships. Peeling back the layers of people-pleasing is a journey towards understanding and healing. By acknowledging these patterns, you lay the foundation for authentic and fulfilling relationships. Take a moment to reflect. You might be surprised at the revelation that emerges. People pleasing may initially bring positive outcomes, such as praise or acceptance. But over time, it can have negative effects on individuals and their relationships. Remember, you are no longer that child. People pleasing is more likely to harm you now than to help you. The more you practice self-love, setting boundaries, and advocating for your own needs, the easier it will become to shed these people-pleasing tendencies and start living a more authentic you. Thank you for joining me today. And as always, I am right here to help you rise above the abuse.
Hey warriors, get ready to kick abuse to the curb with Rise Above the Abuse, the ultimate podcast for survivors itching to break free for good. I'm Gina Lusardi, your fearless guide. We're dishing out raw stories, powerful tips, and badass strategies to help you reclaim your power. It's time to flip the script on abuse and your own comeback. But before we jump in, get your dose of inspiring stories, empowering tips, and kick butt strategies by hitting that subscribe button and let's turbocharge your journey. Your voice ignites our flame. Share your thoughts. Send in those reviews because your feedback is the secret sauce that fuels our mission of resilience. Massive thanks for being part of this empowering tribe. Did you miss out on any of our past episodes? No worries. Head over to our YouTube channel, Rise Above the Abuse, for an extra dose of empowerment. While you are there, be sure to subscribe, like, and join the journey with our fellow warriors. Until our next rendezvous, keep smashing those chains by rising above the abuse.